Hello, everyone. This is Sean Roberts from SeanJRoberts.com. And I'm going to take just a minute this afternoon to editorialize about something. I was looking at the Sprint Evo, which is a phone that was released yesterday. It's got a giant screen. And this made me think of something else because I live in Oklahoma City, and one of the big selling points of the Evo is the 4G network, which means faster speeds. But we don't have those speeds here. But Sprint requires you to pay an additional $10, even if you don't have that extra speed where you live. And I'm thinking that this is not unique. AT&T does this also for people that don't have 3G, and I think the other carriers do it also. My suggestion is that the carriers could do something that would be unexpected and good and build up some goodwill with people if the carrier said, if your zip code that you bill from or that you're billed from does not have the advanced network, and you don't have to pay the $10. And if you end up getting it, like we will eventually in Oklahoma City, then you would pay the $10. That seems fair, and I think a network that would jump out there and do that, like if whether it was Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon, could build up some goodwill in this market because you just don't expect these companies to do something good like that unless they're forced to by a government agency. So anyway, that's my mini rant editorial for the day. Have a nice evening. Bye.